You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever, and I think we might wrap up today. I have not said everything that could be said on this. We have some messages that we can, I believe, on KurtOwen.com that would help you with this. By the way, especially since today is offering broadcasts, our partners through the people's monthly giving makes it possible for us to provide these materials to you absolutely free. And so please avail yourself of that. And if these have been a blessing to you, please consider giving today, and we'll talk a little bit about that at the end. But I want to get into something today, and I want to get you to place. God has a will for your life, okay? But it's not automatically happened. You're going to have to get there. And you've got to examine your walk, whether you're headed towards the will of God or not, and where you want to be. Now, once you decide that there is a place you want to be that you're not, now you have to come up between you and Jesus with a plan to get there. Now, some plans don't necessarily include, you don't have to, like if you wanted to be an electrician, Jesus doesn't have to tell you to go to school. You should know that, right? You're going to have to do that, okay? And you should start making a plan towards you. But I want you to see this here in Habakkuk 2. And it, write the vision, make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak. It will not tarry, it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it. Literally in the Hebrew it means to adhere to it. Because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Technically that means to be late in the Hebrew. Okay. I'm going to tell you some pretty practical things today that are going to sound a bit carnal, but they're actually fairly spiritual because they go back to what Ephesians chapter 5 says about redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now, I have to be honest, I am not the best at this, but I know where I've seen a great deal of success where I've put it into practice, okay? Actually, we have a gentleman with the ministry. His name's Sean. He's a dear young man, becoming like a son to me. And he's far better and far gifted at this than I have ever even conceived of being. And because when he will write down the vision and make it plain, you know, I always have projects, right? And honestly, because of Sean's influence on my life, I've become better at this. I'm a partaker of his grace because I'm willing to learn from him. Just because you're the leader doesn't mean you can't learn from folks, right? So, Sean, he has a project, right? He actually, the minute he is assigned a task at the ministry, he actually sets aside time in his calendar to fulfill that task. And consistently, he gets his task done more than anybody else in the ministry on time. Why? Well, because the rest of us are like me, or somewhere in between, really, where it's like, oh, yeah, I'll get that done, and then it's the night before, and you got to get this done, right? That's not the way it should be. You should have a vision to steadily accomplish these things, and what is he doing? Ultimately, once he's given a task, that's the vision. He writes it down, this is what I need to do. Then he writes down, this is what I need to do the task. Then he writes down, this is when I'm going to take the time apart from the task, for the task. Okay? Now, I've caught sight of this a lot over the years, but I remember one time, and even with me, and I need to get back to this to be honest, I'm preaching to myself as well as to you, I actually took a worksheet, and I made, similar to the sheets we have here, and I think we could probably provide you with one of these, and remember, we've got two free offers going on right now. We've got a sheet to help you with this because you should have goals, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially in every area of your life. And you need to write them down and make them plain. You should be at, when you write these down, you'll know you're doing good at it is when you get up in the morning, you know exactly what you're going to be doing about those goals. Okay? So this is what we did. I made a sheet that was a day. My day consisted from 5 a.m. until 12 p.m. Now, I decided I wanted more sleep than that most days, and so it changed up a little bit. But it had every 30 minutes. Now, some tasks were an hour, and I understood that, so I'd block off the time. But I eventually this worked so well for me, I did it for the staff, and we were 1 year behind on certain things. We were always thinking, oh, yeah, we need to do that. Oh, yeah, we need to do that. And while we were saying, oh, yeah, we need to do that, the vision, we never wrote it down plainly, so we never ran with it and did it. And so what I did was I wrote down every 30 minutes what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be making phone calls. By the way, with the staff, we made it where you were only allowed to receive 3 phone calls a day, and you didn't start returning phone calls or making, unless your job at the ministry was to talk to people on the phone, like prayer ministers and things like that. Unless it was that you couldn't make any more phone. You couldn't make phone calls until, I think it was 3:30 in the afternoon. You made phone calls from 3:30 to 4:30. 4:30, you started planning your day tomorrow. People say, well, that's legalistic. Well, legalistic, I don't really care what you think, because our productivity jumped probably 500%. Projects we'd been behind for a year caught up. And see, here's the thing. Like right now, one of my soulish goals is I need to learn to speak Spanish, French, and Japanese for the ministry. Okay? I've wanted to speak some of these languages for a couple years and nothing's happened. Why? Because I didn't schedule time to learn them. That's what I learned from Pastor Sean. You got to schedule the time. What is that doing? You're doing exactly what the scripture says. You're redeeming the time. I know I'm going to seize control of my time, and this is what I'm going to do with it. People say, well, I don't have a schedule like that. Yes, you do. You're just lazy. You're making excuses. You're acting like a victim, that you're a victim of your time. Okay, so this is what you've got to do. Well, you don't have to. You can do it. You do anything you want to. All of those goals, you want to be into shape. Okay, what days tomorrow, what time tomorrow, you want to do 100 push-ups by the end of the year, within the next 365 days. You want to do 100 push-ups a day within the next 365 days. Let me start off with this to be clear. Don't make your goal doing 100 push-ups tomorrow, especially if you haven't. You need to set the step to the vision. Like, you can have the overall vision. I want to learn to speak Spanish. Okay, I'm not going to spend 8 hours a day speaking Spanish tomorrow. I'm going to spend 30 minutes learning Spanish. Okay, I think I can do 30 minutes. If I have trouble doing 30, I'll start with 10, and then I'll work my way up. Don't start at the huge thing first. Start at the little thing. The little thing will take you to the huge thing. If you haven't done any push-ups in the last 10 years, start doing one push-up a day. People say, that's not going to do anything. That's just the devil. It is going to do something. If you don't know Jesus very well, spend 1 minute a day. If you don't know his word very well, read one scripture a day. If you don't pray very much, spend 1 minute a day praying. And you know that today's offering down the broadcast, if you're not used to giving, you need to write down tithing. I remember when we tithed and I got tired of just showing up, oh yeah, I got to write my tithe check. Okay, well then this doesn't mean as much to you as it should. This is supposed to be a holy thing. You're investing into the kingdom of God. And so I had to set a reminder that I'm going to write my tithe check out on Saturday and I'm going to pray over my tithe check. Right? Now again, at this ministry, unless you're a pastor or we're your pastor, we don't receive tithes into Curdon Ministries, right? Or you're a church and you're tithing here. We want you to tithe into your local church. But what about giving? Make up your mind. Set time aside to give. And do it on purpose. Right? Not, okay, it's time for the bucket. No. You know, the Bible, here, let's go back over this that we did last week in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And again, it says this. I'm in Romans. I can start to quote it. He who sows sparingly, let him also reap, will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Right? Okay, let's think about that. I don't know about you, but I'm not interested in reaping sparingly. I'm interested in reaping bountifully. Okay, so I'm gonna want to sow bountifully so that I can reap bountifully, right? I don't want a 1 acre harvest. I want a 10 acre harvest. Well, that's going to require me to plant 10 acres. Well, you might say, well, right now I don't have the money to plant 10 acres. Okay, do you have one seed? Yes, I have one seed. Well, plant that seed, harvest off of that seed. There'll be fruit that comes out of it that'll have multitudes of other seeds, and then plant those seeds, and eventually one seed is your pathway to a farm. One seed, if you'll do it right. But you've got to, and if one seed, and you sow that one seed, that is sowing bountifully. It's not on the basis of amount. It's on the basis of percentage. It's where how you determine bountifulness and stuff. But if you're never going to get there unless you make up your mind. And I don't know if about you, but when I first got started, I wasn't used to giving, right? And so what did I do? I'd set a reminder. My paycheck, I get paid on Friday, okay? And when I get my paycheck, I'm going to write my tithe check out. I'm going to pray over it. I'm going to write my offering check out. I made up a mind that at 1 year I wanted to give $10,000 in a year into the ministry that saved my life and that preached the gospel to me. So what did I do? I made up my mind every time money comes in, I'm sending them an offering. And eventually I got $10,000 far faster than what I thought, okay? And if I'd have waited till I had $10,000, I'd have never done it. Quit, write the vision down. See, these things, seize control of your time. Write it down. Write down your every 30 minutes for your day. Write down that every Friday you're going to give. Write down every day you're going to mail a dollar into Curt Owen Ministries. Listen, it's just a dollar, but you can believe God for a dollar, and it'll change your life forever, and you'll find out you begin to sow bountifully. This is true in every area of life. Everything that you do is a seed. If you sow one push-up, and you'll eventually get to 100. Sow one scripture, you'll eventually get to your knowledge of the Bible. Sow 1 minute with Jesus, and you'll eventually get to an intimacy relationship with Him. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up each of these who makes a decision, especially these that decide to be partners. I thank you, Lord, right now you will supply seed to them to sow. I thank you, Father, that after they sow it, they will harvest off of it. And, Lord, they'll not eat their seed but grow again. But along the way, there's going to be so much they couldn't possibly eat it all. And they're going to be able to not just give into this ministry, but to every good work. And I thank you, Father, for blessing them, each of those that makes these commitment right now. I thank you, Father, right now, put those finances into their hands. Put that $1 a day extra into their hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Michael's going to tell you how to give. Stay tuned for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
All of us here at Curt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Curt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a 100-fold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Curt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Curt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM Partner to 44321. Help Curt Owen change the world.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics,